Yeah, definitely. Look, I mean, you know, we got caught off guard in that first session of the first day on a very flat wicket, and from then on, Pakistan were always in front, and to be fair to them, they never let us back into the game. So you've got to congratulate them for the way they played. But obviously, we're very disappointed with the way we batted in both innings, but primarily the first innings, really, because the wicket, it wasn't a 50-for-5 wicket on day one. So we've got to learn some lessons from that and move forward. I mean, the most important thing, I think, is not to get too carried away with the result, but obviously learn the lessons from it and make sure we don't repeat those mistakes. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, as I said, in both things, we didn't apply ourselves as well as we should have done with the bat. And, you know, you can scratch your head and ask why and come up with so many recriminations and so many questions. The most important thing, I think, is that batsmen are very clear about their method, and that you kind of use the feeling of disappointment as a good motivation to make sure it doesn't happen again. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think with a bowler like that, the first kind of 12 or 18 balls that you face are when you're at your most vulnerable. And I think the fact that a couple of us sort of contributed to our own downfall allowed him to put even more pressure on the batsman coming in that first inning. So, you know, the ball wasn't turning a huge amount, and I think the players that did get in and spend some time at the wicket looked fairly comfortable, but obviously there wasn't enough of them that were able to do that. No, look, I don't think it's a huge challenge. I think there'll be a huge feeling that we haven't given as good an account of ourselves as we should have done in the squad, and that'll be a good motivation for us to come back strong in the second test match. We're a very tight unit. You know, you win together, you lose together, you move on. And this is an opportunity for us to show our resilience and our character. I know we've got it in abundance, but we've got to go out there and show that now. Well, no one likes losing, that is for sure. Look, it's just not the time for us to be worrying about number one rankings or anything like that. What we need to do is make sure that we don't play this type of cricket we played in this game in the next test match. That's what our focus is on. It's disappointing because, yeah, I think we did a lot of things well in our build-up. We played some good cricket in the warm-up games. Our preparation in good facilities was good. So, yeah, there was nothing that was sort of at the back of my mind thinking that we were undercooked or underprepared. So I think to that extent we were all slightly surprised by how things turned out. But it's happened. It's done. It's finished. As a group, I'm sure we'll get together and have a little chat about how we could have done things differently or better. And, you know, I'm certainly very determined to come back strong in Abu Dhabi. I'm sure the rest of the guys are too. No, I mean, now's not the time to do it. We'll have a chat, at some stage in the next 24 hours or so. Well, look, you know, that was of little consequence in the outcome of the game, I think. It's one of those things that happened. I mean, I personally believe that the DRS system means that there are less wrong errors made, but there's going to be no system in place where every decision's 100% right, and that's the fact of life that you deal with as a cricketer.